It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
World Series over! Yankees win! The Yankees win!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 1019 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. While the Yankees were having their way, retaliating with the Orioles last night and trying to battle back and guarantee themselves a series win, the Mets lost a game, BT. Break up the Mets. Start spreading the news. The New York Mets have lost a game. I didn't know it was possible under the Grimace era, but we move on from that. Hey, they did their job. It happens. You win two out of three. You can't get them all. I will tell you this. The one thing from last night, I can't stand Drew Smith. Drew Smith has driven me nuts for years.
He should not have pitched last night in that spot.
Every
Mendy
year.
Mendy messed up.
Yeah, well, what would you have done there?
I don't know, but not okay. Him. Drew Smith stinks.
Well, but they like him. They like for you every year. It's the same thing. No, this is going to be the year. Yeah, this is going to be the year. No, he throws him straight as an arrow. He gets rocked all the time. Enough of Drew Smith. Please, I'm begging somebody to see what we've all seen. Drew Smith ain't it. I understand bullpen arms can be hard to find. Stop forcing Drew Smith on us. He isn't good enough. He isn't good enough. End of story. Like, if you want to acknowledge what he is, just the last arm in the bullpen, bring him in and mop up duty or a game that's out of control, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Stop putting Drew Smith in high leverage situations. Stop. End of story. It's gone on for way too long. Way too long with this team. Now, I mean, they lost the game. Again, I'm not going to go nuts about it, but it is frustrating with him. Drew Smith. Oh, this is going to be a Drew Smith. Oh, power arm out of the bullpen. Drew Smith. He stinks. Drew Smith. Guy's giving up home runs left and right. Drew Smith.
But you're not going to go nuts about it. So
not
going to
go nuts about it, yeah. Well, I mean, can they lose a game? I mean,
sure. No, absolutely. You know who enjoyed the game last night? My family. Wearing their Rangers jerseys out there.
Did they go?
They went.
Wow. So Jen and the kids are both out there?
They're out there seeing Grammy and Papa for a couple days because school just ended. They're coming back tomorrow. And they went to the game. My wife's one of her best friends is she in tickets or PR?
The new ballpark out there.
Yeah, well, we took a tour when we were out there for a freezer. Remember that?
I
think I sent you guys a picture.
I remember that.
Beautiful stadium, and it just so happened to be jersey night. So
last night?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So she sent me pictures of the kids.
What's he wearing, Colt?
Simeon. He put the Simeon jersey on. So, you know, Eddie, I'm like, who are you rooting for tonight, buddy? Because he's always like, I hate the Mets. I'm like, no, you don't have to hate the Mets. Because the whole Yankee Mets, I'm like, you don't have to. He's like, I want the Rangers to win. I think they may have ended the streak, buddy. I don't know. They got a baseball, too.
Colt, I love you.
Ball.
No more Met games for Colt.
I hear you.
He's out.
I hear you.
But I'm not going to, look, the Mets won. I wanted 4 of 6 in this 6-game stretch ahead of the Subway Series. They got 2. On to Chicago and Wrigley Field. The Mets did their job, so people gonna overreact.
No, I don't think anybody's overreacting.
Well,
I
because
think it's
of the
been really
stupid Grimace thing.
Well,
Grimace streak is over. Now we can maybe move on.
Well, it's not gonna happen. Well, you keep saying this. They're gonna win.
That's over.
It's not. They're gonna revive. You know, they're looking pretty good.
This is a true story, dead honest truth. My wife has no idea. Barely what I do. Like if you even ask her, she'd be like, I have no idea. I went last night. We were trying to watch. I was watching some of the games. I had the game on the iPad, watching Housewives, whatever she wants to watch, spend some quality time. I'm like, hey. She was saying somebody told her, one of the guys that came over to do some work on the house was telling her, or somebody, one of her friends, the Mets are playing well. And she didn't, believe it. So then I told her, yeah, the Mets have won. And then I asked, are you familiar with Grimace? And she's like, it sounds familiar. Like, what is that? And then she's like, oh, yeah, the McDonald's thing? I'm like, yeah. And then I go Google my name and Grimace. And the post thing comes
up. Oh, yeah.
She legit was disgusted with the idea that that could be a story in the New York Post.
Disgusted with the Post or you?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, was she mad because hubby just seems like he's a little ornery for no reason?
But I didn't think she mad at? I didn't think that was a negative article. She did say something like, did they ever write anything nice about you? And I was like, to me, this is nice. But like, she was really bothered that me not liking Grimace was a story in the New York Post. And I got to be honest, I don't disagree with her.
Really?
I mean, I loved it personally.
I think it's story worthy. I do.
I think it was well written. I think it was funny.
It was.
Post?
They do a lot of this. It's all about content these days. So.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, but I think it was good because think about this. Why did they write that? Because they went out of their way to write, and I agree. I read a lot of it on the air. Yeah. I had tears in my eyes.
It was funny,
Sal Licata, the known Grimace hater or dissenter, whatever word they used. Oh, my God. Maybe he had a bad experience as a kid with a Happy Meal.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
it was just
funny.
So funny. An early audition for the Grinch role for Christmas. Yeah. I thought it was very, they played it up. It was kind of cute and funny.
It really was.
So, but why was it a story? Well, I mean, you're a Mets guy. You're on SNY.
Did you hear Gary Cohen last night?
I did not. We'll get back to that in a moment. Everybody knows you, and even though you're not some nine-year-old sycophant, you are a Mets guy.
Yep.
You know, you want to see the Mets do well. You're on Baseball Night in New York. You talk about the Mets all the time. The whole NL East thing is over. You just bring this to you, which is a compliment to your on-air style because you cut through, which is great.
Right.
But you seem to be the one curmudgeon in this whole situation, and I'm happy that they wrote about it.
And me too, but my wife is just like, I think at this point, just leave me alone. Let's just watch the show. Let me give you the quote from Gary Cohen yesterday.
Oh.
Some want to credit Grimace. I credit the Mets lineup.
Gary said that?
Gary Cohen.
Meaning attributing it to you?
No. It has nothing to do with me.
Oh, Gary, so Gary's not down with Grimace either.
I mean, are you surprised? If you were to ask me before Gary said anything, I would have bet anything that Gary Cohen, Howie Rose, Bob Huesler, the biggest and best Mets fans
Schmoes.
In the world. I got to ask Steve. I'm actually going to do an interview with Steve today for the WFAN Daily Podcast.
Oh, nice. Tell him I said hi.
Yeah, I will. He emailed me yesterday during our show.
Yes.
And was like, hey, I don't know if you thought about it, but I could come on and talk about Willie Mays. And I didn't see it until the end of the show. And I was like, I wish I thought about that or I saw this earlier because we definitely would have had him on.
100%.
So then I said, how about this? I'll have you on. We'll do like a full half hour, whatever you talk about Willie Mays. We'll do the podcast. We'll have fun.
Ask about Grimace as well.
I will actually ask you about but. So I would have bet that they didn't get behind the Grimace thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then to have Gary Cohen, someone to credit Grimace, I credit the lineup. Thank you, Gary Cohen! Yes!
Well, I mean, like you, Gary's also known to be a little grumpy. So I'm not surprised that he said that.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I like Gary, but Gary's not one for small talk and nonsense.
Maybe it's maybe it's just that we take our Mets baseball seriously.
Or some might say too seriously.
Okay.
Like
Fair
the
enough.
New York Post, and maybe your wife.
The fan. Johnny is in Ocean, New Jersey. What's up, Johnny?
Oh, man.
Hey, Sal, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who in the Mets bullpen do you like? You don't like Ottavino.
I love Ottavino.
You always complain about him, but you keep changing your tune.
No, not since he's been hanging on the couch at baseball night in New York. I like Adam now.
Oh, you like him now, but you don't like him when he's doing bad.
Yeah, you mean 2 years ago, Adam, or now? Yeah, I don't mind Ottavino.
Yeah, I don't think he's good. I'll that little you, frisbee's going to get turned around in a bad spot for you guys.
He's not bad. You like Drew Smith, Johnny?
Yeah, I do like Drew Smith.
Good God.
I do like him.
What do you like about him? You like watching home runs by the opponent?
I like watching Grand Slams hit against. No, I do like I like Smith. In all seriousness, I do like Drew Smith.
Look,
I think like any other closer, you're gonna have a bad game.
Yeah,
he's not a closer.
Very well
for him. He
not a closer. I mean a bullpen arm.
Gotcha.
He has those bad games quite often.
Gotcha.
And thank you for the call, John. And I get what you're saying. Like I loved Edwin Diaz 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ottavino against righties. I know he struggled a little bit this year, but that's expected. Bullpens are so volatile. You know, it goes up and down. Ottavino against lefties, I've never truthfully been a fan of, but nice guy, and I think he could be a productive arm in the bullpen. You know, The Mets are all right in the bullpen. Drew Smith, the reason why I was critical of Drew Smith, and it's not that I don't like him personally. I don't know him personally. Don't care. That's not the issue. I'm talking about I don't like him as a reliever. Because he was hyped, BT. They talk about Drew Smith like he's going to be an impactful arm. High leverage guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he throws hard. And yet, every year I watch him, he's giving up home runs in high leverage spots. I don't like that. He's not living up to his potential year after year after year. Matter of fact, last year was the year I was like, you know what? This will be the year for Drew Smith. And he disappointed. So, and it's one game. He's not an integral part of the team. However,
well, he is if you use him in those spots.
Correct. Correct. He is an integral part of the bullpen, which.
Yeah. I'd simplify it this way, and this pertains to any relief pitcher, Yanks or Mets. I say, all right, you know, one on, two on, high leverage, eighth, ninth inning, down a run, up a run. How do I feel with so and so on the hill? And just based on the two Mets that we were just talking about, I feel better slightly. I mean, actually a little more than slightly. I feel better with Ottavino, who I don't even love, than Drew Smith.
You
want Drew Smith in there with first and second against a hot Braves team or the Phillies or the Dodgers or the Cubs this weekend? I don't think that's going to yield the results that you guys want need.
To be fair, I don't really trust anybody in this Mets bullpen. Danielle Nunez has been good, but he just got here. Like, if we give him another week, everybody was going nuts about Reed Garrett early in the year. Oh, he's going to be an all-star. And then he comes back down to earth a little bit. Diekman, I don't think the Mets have a good bullpen. It's got to be about Edwin Diaz, and they probably need to add another arm. Let's get back to the Yankees calls. Steve is calling from Cedarhurst. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Can you imagine if the Yankees had some sort of shtick like Grimace? Unbelievable.
No, I can't.
Yeah, with regards to the bullpen, guys, you know, we always like talking about the Yankees, and we look at the Yankees with the glasses of focusing on all their flaws. But, you know, we touched up on Baltimore's bullpen last night. Their setup guy, their closer, we smacked them around as well. So, you know, you look at the Met bullpen, the bullpen have got problems all over the Major League Baseball. And I wouldn't compare the two bullpens and say that Baltimore's got this major advantage over the Yankees because of that.
I don't think they do. We said it before that they did. I mean, I said I don't love Clay Holmes. I don't trust Clay Holmes, but I'd rather have him a million times over than Craig Kimbrell. And thank you for the call, Steven. I mean, the Orioles,
I was giving him a chance to respond. Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, Kimbrell's an implosion waiting to happen.
Yeah.
He just is.
And we didn't say flat out Baltimore was better, but if they are, it's not because of their bullpen. And I do really trust Cashman, of all people, is going to figure it out with the bullpen. He knows what he needs. He'll go get it. It'll be a compliment. Even with the Yankees' struggles in the pen, it's not a significant issue. And they're getting guys back healthier. They've been a little banged up in that bullpen. They'll be fine. They'll get the arms that they need. I would trust Clay Holmes more so than Craig Kimbrell, though. Dave is in Rockford Center. What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, man.
Mr. Negativity here. I'm going to give you a little dose of negativity because, as I keep saying, the Yankees don't practice in the regular season what they need to do in the postseason. I'm not saying this is why they lost the game, but what really ticked me off last night is bottom of the eighth, leadoff man gets on. Instead of Trevino bunting there, they're down by one run, double play ball. BT, did that tick you off?
Well, yeah, but I don't know that it ticked me off as much as when Trent Grisham couldn't.
In the postseason, are you bunting there in the postseason?
Well, listen, they don't do that. I mean, Trent Grisham, who is a fleet-footed outfielder, couldn't even get down a bunt against the Dodgers that Friday night, and that bothered me. So, listen.
The Yankees have lost 7 out of 8 opportunities since 2001
mm-hmm.
in the World Series or League Championship Series.
I understand
stealing
that.
Second base.
Yeah.
Stealing second base in the bottom of the 10th. Did that tick you off?
No, Dave, I'm not saying, listen, Dave, here's the thing. I'm not saying that you're wrong, and thanks for the call there, buddy, but there's two discussions to be had. Number one, should the Yankees have had Trevino bunt or whatever other situations you want to apply to? That's one discussion, and I could get behind it and say, yeah. And then the other discussion, which could, on a lot of levels, offset the first part of the discussion is, are the players today, and this is such a dumb thing that I've got to say, but it's true, are they equipped to even get bunts down?
They're not.
Nobody bunts.
Yeah, they're not equipped to
do it. So you're going to ask, like, I know it seems easy. Show the hands. Don't drop the barrel so it doesn't go up in the air.
But if you're not
get
practicing it,
out in front
it
of
the
your
way
nose.
You should, yeah.
But if these guys don't practice it, when the ball's moving, coming in 97 with a late, 12-inch explosion at the end, it's not easy to bunt.
You know, that's the good part of it, too, that I just overlooked until I just heard you say it, where not only is it a lost art, meaning that I don't think players put an emphasis on it, or teams or organizations from the lower levels put as much of an emphasis on it as they used to. So bunting in itself, being good at bunting is a lost art.
Mm-hmm.
Also, pitchers now throw way, way harder than they've ever thrown before.
Yeah, and it's moving.
Which, that's what I mean. So it makes it much more difficult to actually get that. Even if you were a good bunter, it's a lot more difficult in today's game with everybody seemingly throwing in the high 90s.
I'm trying to find this. All right, here we go. Okay. So in, I just want to find, oh, that's the league leaders. I wanted to see, you know how they have like batting average by the year and I'm trying to find here a stat that shows the amount of sacrifice bunts per year. And now, pitchers don't hit anymore. And back then, it was like, all right, let me drop a bunt down. And if I happen to get on base, give me the jacket because it's only 81 degrees right out and, you know, I'm freezing. Let's see. So, yeah, I mean, back in the day, there's a lot of pitchers here from the NL. You had guys. Good example, Ozzie Smith, all right? Not exactly what I'm looking for, but interesting. Ozzie Smith and Bert Campanera, Roy Smalley, who actually had some power as a shortstop, played for the Yankees for a couple years in the Twins. You had guys in the late 70s, I'm looking at it, guys in the late 70s that sacrificed, bunted, I mean, 40 times in a year.
Right,
one
right,
guy.
Right.
How many times will the Yankees as a team sacrifice bunt this year? 11? I mean, right, just throwing out a random number. 12? The entire team?
Yeah.
It's a different game.
It's a lost art.
Yeah.
I would try.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To put an emphasis on it, but even if they do, it's much more difficult with the way pitchers are in today's game as well. BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls on the other side. We got a little baseball card game coming up at 11:40. We'll have game time.
Head to head today, right?
We'll do head to head.
Yeah, we got to go head to head. We got to go head to head.
All right.
Speak your mind. 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
T and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to your calls in just a second on the Yankees. And if you want to talk about the Mets, we can do that as well.
All right, Sal, two quick ones for you here. I found a little something on the sacrifice bunt. I'm not going to, okay, obviously, you know, pound this into submission, but, and it wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but it's good enough data. So in 2011, all right, there were I'll round things off, 1,700 sacrifice bunts in baseball. 1,700, okay?
Okay.
And this chart goes up to 2022. It dropped to 390 in 2022.
Jeez.
I mean, from 1,700 to 390.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's one thing. Just kind of pay off the sacrifice bunt. And then, listen, there's a run expectancy and not giving away outs. And those mm-hmm. things, obviously, the metrics have changed the game. Do you know what today is, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Another anniversary today.
For who?
Well, I would say, how would I categorize? That's a good question. I would say for New York baseball fans, encompassing...
No, I don't know.
Pretty much everybody.
June 20th?
June 20th, 1963.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
No.
Would you like me to tell you so we
can
move on?
You want me to guess?
You take a stab. You don't
1963?
Have anything, yeah, I was born in 1963. I'll give you a hint, because it's a tough one. It's pretty general. I got you. It ended in 1983. That is a clue that you I would get
born
that.
Born in 1963.
Uh-huh.
And it ended in what year?
1983.
I don't know.
The Mayor's Trophy game was born between the Yanks and the Mets. Now, it went back to the 40s between, you know, the Giants and the Yanks. But that version, Yankees-Mets, 63-83, and then they pulled the plug there.
And they used to do that before the season?
That's a good question. I feel like it was before the season, but I could be off on that.
I mean, they wouldn't interrupt the season.
Back then, they messed around. They did some weird things.
Yeah, the Mayor's
I feel
trophy.
Like it was before. And I remember it vaguely because I remember, obviously, in 83, of course. I mean, I was 9 years old. I remember Mayor Koch. I remember him having a lot of pride in that. And
I like Mayor Koch.
Mayor Koch was one of our best. He was an amazing mayor. I know. Yeah. We talked about that the other day in the 86 Mets video with Howard Stern. And he was absolutely a Mets fan. So there you go. So June 20, 1963, Yanks-Mets Mayor Trophies game was born. And they did that because obviously no interleague. So.
And we got the interleague Mets and Yankees Subway Series coming up next week. Looking forward to that. Alan is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. What's up, Alan?
Good. Huge fan, first-time caller. So now what I'm about to say right now, I don't think was ever said before. I want you to fully hear me out before you start screaming at me.
Well, get to it before your line craps out, because you got a crappy phone line, so we're trying to hear it, but go ahead.
Yep.
Oh, sorry about that. I was thinking that traded, and I would rather trade Stanton and Torres and Lemay. So now,
I don't know if we keep this up, man. I'm sorry. I know you're a fan of the show.
You really have such a quick hook.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hear him out. Oh.
I was just, what did he want to say there, Hoff?
I heard trade Stanton and LeMahieu. What was he trying to say?
No, he just said that the regular season, you guys are pimps, the Yankees are pimps, but they're terrible in the playoffs.
Well, why didn't he say that?
I mean, yeah, with the preamble. A little slow to the...
He started talking about a Stanton trade, didn't he? Wasn't he? What saying?
I couldn't really understand him. I don't know.
We do appreciate your support.
100% we do.
But we just can't, if we can't hear you.
Yeah, get rid of the flip phone. You and John Sterling. And my dad, he's got flip phones.
So the Yanks are pimps in the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that up. Yes,
I prefer.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I was just saying what the call was saying. I didn't get that.
Yeah, but think about it. He prefaced it with, I'm going to say something that nobody says. Yeah. That's all we say.
Yeah, well,
the Yankees, you know, usually dominate the regular season, and when they get there in October and face good pitching, you know, when they bludgeon people with, you know, 1,000 home runs against bad pitching staffs from April to, you know, late September, that's one thing, and it doesn't transfer to October. Everybody says that.
Right, but not everybody refers to them as pimps, and that's what he was saying. Maybe he felt the way that he was
so
saying
original.
It. Yeah,
well. But the way he was presenting it, I don't know.
Rayanne is calling from Port Washington.
Hi, guys. Hope you're doing well and everything's good.
Hi, Rayanne.
Very chipper.
Hi. So, as a true Yankee fanatic, I have tons of Yankee jerseys and T-shirts, and one of my favorite T-shirts is one that says, "Where's Oswaldo?" And that's kind of what I'd like to know. I prefer LeMahieu at first, Oswaldo at third. I know his BA was going down, but when he played consistently, it was great. He was excited.
Yeah.
Where's Oswaldo in all this? I mean, Boone was so effusive with the compliments about him, but I don't know. What do you think?
I'll tell you what I think, Ryan. I think he's one of these, you know, Tom Thibodeau had to get past this, you know, the reliance on veterans and, you know, not that Cabrera's a rookie, but a reluctance to trust young players. Certain coaches, Van Gundy was this way, just have an aversion to rolling out young kids there. You've got a connection to an older vet. You still see. Now, think about, we see DJ LeMahieu the way we see him, because we don't see him every day, and there's no, we respect him. He's had a really good career, but there's no personal interaction, so Aaron Boone, who is, you know, so deeply embedded in this game, he's probably having, even though he knows a lot more about baseball than we do, a tougher time disconnecting fully divorcing himself from who DJ LeMahieu was versus who he is. We got no problem seeing that because we see him creaking down to first base and, you know, five hoppers to second and little flares to right with no exit velo and no pop. I think he's done. I do. I just think it's Buck Showalter didn't like young players. I really think it's that.
I have to give Boone the benefit of the doubt and just assume that he and Cashman are just trying to squeeze or see and make sure that there's nothing left in LeMahieu before making the regular transition, because there's no way anybody can convince me that Oswaldo Cabrera does not impact the Yankees more in a positive way as far as trying to win a ball game than LeMahieu.
I mean,
even his speed alone, his agility, his enthusiasm.
His energy, sure.
Yeah, energy, all those different things. He's not bad defensively. Like, is he LeMahieu at his best? No. Well, certainly not offensively either, but Oswaldo Cabrera has won the Yankees some games.
He's got a little pop. He's had a couple of home runs down the right field line. We talked about this earlier. Before Judge got going, it was Soto, it was Cabrera, and it was Volpe. Those were the three guys in the middle of everything. He's an interesting enough player to get some more run, but I think that's a really good point, Sal. They are just trying to exhaust and get their definitive end. They got some money, too, so right. It's not like it's an expiring deal. I got a couple of years after this for $11 million a pop.
Give him
so it's
every
business and baseball.
Yeah, give him every opportunity to prove that he's got something that can help you win games. If he doesn't, and clearly we're trending in that direction, I think the Yankees will move on. Fred is calling from Clinton, Connecticut. What's up, Fred?
How you doing, guys?
Great.
I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Great. I'm a Red Sox fan right here on the shoreline of Connecticut.
Okay.
And I've been following you guys, the fans, since the Pete Franklin days. I love listening to you two guys especially.
Thanks,
because
Fred.
You're reasonable. You give an honest evaluation of the teams you're around.
Thank you.
I think the Red Sox are just starting to feel themselves. And I'm wondering if the Yankee fan might be feeling it a little bit too.
The Red Sox, to me, are so far, and thanks for the call there, Fred. And I don't know that we've ever been called reasonable.
Yeah.
We've been called a lot. You know, loud, whatever. You know, worse, electric, passionate, reasonable. Yeah. We haven't heard that as a team yet. Appreciate the kind words there, Freddie. Listen, this is not a dismissal or a diminishment of what the Red Sox are doing. It's the Yanks and the Orioles until further notice. The Yankees and the Red Sox, while there was a little juice there out of Fenway with Verdugo going back there, I remember saying last week, I'm like, the Yankees and the Red Sox just feels like it's their rivalry is contrived at this point. Okay, yeah, let's roll out the producer in the truck. All right, cue the Rodriguez Veritek flare up at home plate. Cue the Pedro thrown over Garcia's head and Posada pointing at his head. Hey, guys, cue Zimmer getting thrown to the floor. Nothing's happened recently. It's dead. It's boring. It's not real. There's no juice. The juice is with the Orioles and the Yankees. But, Fred, I'll tell you this. I may have, and maybe others may have, buried your team in terms of the wild card a little prematurely. Red Sox started playing pretty good baseball.
Right, but Fred, you don't want to hear this, but we're reasonable, and I'm going to tell you the truth. The Yankees got bigger fish to fry than the Red Sox. Red Sox aren't even on the doorstep, not even knocking at the door.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, 10.5 games back.
Talking about wild card. I didn't even think they were a wild card team.
Well, I'm talking about from the Yankees' perspective. Like, Yankees are in a battle here with the Orioles. For division supremacy, talking about rivalries and bean brawls and guys getting hit left and right, you think the Yankee fan is at all concerned with the Boston Red Sox right now? The answer is no, not even close. Yankees will be there. The Red Sox, come on, Freddie, get with it. BT and Sal, the fanboy, your calls on the other side. Actually, we're going to come back, have a little baseball card game. We'll go head-to-head today. Have some fun.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cone. The third time. Works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56. David Wells in 98. David Cone in 99. 27 up. 27 down. David Cone has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Now time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, BT, here we go. A little game time. We'll go head-to-head today like we normally would in the Best of Seven World Series, but that will happen in February like it did a year ago.
Yep. By the way, I just love the music. It gets me excited, cool. Right?
It's fun. Like, a game's coming.
A little competition.
Now,
let's go, man.
I want to take the fans a little bit behind the scenes here. So what we do is I'm going to read BT a 1985 Topps pack. He will read me a 1989. We could do that because it's an exhibition, so there are no really rules here. The same amount of cards. So for me, I had to eliminate two cards from my 85 pack to match your 14 from 89.
Yep.
So I read them to BT during the break. He was one for one. Rick Lysander, who I'd never heard of before.
Didn't know that one.
And then Charles Hudson.
Yep.
And you knew that one.
I did. Pitcher Phillies. Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Of course. You would have been one for one, but those are out. I was just taking
those
everybody
out.
Through.
Okay. So we both have 14 cards.
Yes. You want to go first?
Whatever you want. I'm 85. You're 89. Yeah. I got one for you. You ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So, Sal, let me just get
We could go one. You you want to just rotate?
Yeah, you know, let's do that. I do like the rotation there. All right, Sal and BT. So first up, Rod Nichols for Sal. Rod Nichols. I don't know that name. Looks like such a nerd, too.
San Francisco Giants.
No. Are you doing the old theory there? No. The Indians.
Ah, I should have known that.
You knew him?
I don't know why. I feel like I should have known that, but the Giants and Orioles were coming to mind.
Oh, so. I don't remember him at all. All right, 0-for-1. Go ahead, Sal.
All right. Jeff Reardon.
At this point, Jeff.
1985 tops.
He had to be with the Expos.
Yeah, he was. No doubt. I'm mad about that Nichols one. Let me see the card, the Nichols card.
I gotcha. Remember, there was a Jody Nichols, too, or something like that. I don't think you know this guy.
Nah, maybe not.
I never even heard of that dude. All right. Did he even play a lot? Let me see. Yeah, he was around a little bit. All right, Sal, layup time. John Kruk.
It's not a layup with Krukey. That's right, especially 89 tops. Like, I know if this were pre that, I would be guessing 100% Padres. I am still going to go Padres in 89 with Kruk.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
When
did he go to the Phillies? Do you remember?
It's got
to
be the next year.
Well, because he was clearly there in 93. He just showed up in 93. He was there for a while.
He was. Either 90 or 91. That was a good thought process. Good job. I figured you'd get that. All right, 1-for-2 for Sal.
Buddy Biancalana
was a shortstop for the Royals at this
point. BT, feeling himself. I purposely went 85, figuring that's your wheelhouse, and 89, which should be my wheelhouse. Have some fun.
I got you.
2-for-2 you are?
I am 2-for-2. Todd Froworth?
Cubs.
No, Phillies. Mm. Was he ever on the Cubs? Let me get the glasses.
Crap.
These glasses don't even really help with the small print. Jeez. I don't think so.
Let me look at the card. Yeah, all right.
All right, so Sal now 1-for-3. Okay, my turn.
Roy Smith.
I don't think he was a position player. I think he was a pitcher.
He was a pitcher.
Twins?
Indians.
Okay. All right. Yeah. 2-for-3. Sal's turn. How about a little Johnny Ray? I remember this guy.
Yeah.
Johnny Ray.
In 1985 tops, it was
89.
Telling you. In 1985 tops, it was 100% Pirates. I feel like I remember that card very well, where you had the yellow Pirates hat with the stripes on it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just stick with the Pirates here.
Angels. Your thought process was right. I thought you were going to finish that and say back then, Pirates, now Angels.
I don't remember him with the Angels.
Really? He was a good little player. I remember watching him a lot against the Mets. You're right, in the mid-80s for sure. Johnny Ray. Not to be confused with Darryl Ray, formerly of the Jets, who had a 98-yard interception return against the Bengals in a wild card game in the early 80s. Anyway.
Don't recall. All right.
Sal's 1-for-4. I'm 2-for-3. My turn. Go ahead.
This should be a layup.
Go ahead.
Jody Davis.
The Cubbies.
Yep. Catcher for the Cubs.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So I'm 3-for-4. Sal, back to you. How about John Dobson?
Red Sox.
Son. No, Expos. Ooh, the champion's a little out of sorts here.
Maybe. Was he with the Red Sox before that?
He was with the Red Sox. Not yet. This was like the minor league shuttle.
I'm off today. All sorts
of minor league. Jacksonville and Palm Beach.
No, I felt good about that, too. Like, it's one thing if I don't know it and miss it. I hear you. I felt good about that.
You were pretty confident about it. Maybe this is the Grimace Karma.
SOB's getting me back. Yeah, I'm way off today. I'm feeling like I know these things.
You are off, dude. 1-for-5. All right, my turn, Sal.
Okay. Monge. Sid Mung? Mung?
I thought you were going to say Sid Bream. I'm like, that'll be easy. Right. Sid, what's his name?
Monge.
I would think that that's a soft G, like a J. Munge? I think I've heard that name before. And I think I've heard it in the America League against the Yankees, not the National League against the Mets.
100% American League.
Okay. Angels?
No, he was with the Angels, dude.
Yeah.
I cannot even see the back.
I hear you. What uniform is he wearing here?
He's a Tiger.
Mm. What position, by the way?
Pitcher.
No, I was thinking position player. All right. 3-for-5. Keith Miller.
Jeez. Oh. I mean.
Your boy.
If I don't know this one, he's a Met.
No, he's not. He's a Philly.
No way, dude.
I swear to God, dude.
Oh, I was thinking Millar. I'm way off today.
You okay, dude?
No, I'm not.
Wow. 1-for-6.
Kevin, we'll just keep. Wait. Keith
Miller.
Yeah. What? Who am I thinking of in 1989?
You thinking Millar, the old Red Sox?
No.
No, you're thinking Keith Miller, the old Met.
There might have been another Keith Miller that was a Met in 89. There had to be, because I can't be that off. Keith Miller Mets.
I think it's the same guy, dude.
No. He was an infielder.
Yeah.
Hold on. Keith Miller Mets 1989, 100%. So there are two Keith Millers. I don't know. Have we had this happen before?
I don't think we've ever had this happen.
Let me see that card again. Yeah, it's a different player.
It is a different player. I didn't think Keith looked like that. I don't remember him looking like that.
I'm like, wait a second here. I know the card vividly in my mind.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's a little curveball there.
Yeah, what do we do now? It's a good thing it happened in an exhibition, not me.
That's right.
Keith Miller on the Phillies.
Wow. All right. One for six.
Okay.
I am three for five. My turn.
Bobby Ramos.
Pitcher. Angels?
Not a pitcher.
No.
Catcher, Expos.
Ugh.
Okay.
Three for six.
You have three.
This is a layup.
Okay.
Manager.
Okay.
Davey Johnson. If you get this wrong, go home and please never come back.
Let me just take a second here. Davey Johnson.
Just back up shop and leave. You're banned. You're fired.
Which Davey Johnson is it? You clarified. Oh, he is a
manager. I said all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's a Met.
There you go. Yeah, buddy.
I mean, jeez. I mean, I'm telling you.
Start overthinking the easy ones here.
I could tell you the position. Well, maybe not.
But by the way, as hot as I started, I'm only a game better than you. So I'm three for six. You're two for seven. All right, my turn, Sal.
Okay, let's see. Denny Walling.
Denny Walling is an, let me make sure, the year 85. Astros.
Yes.
Yeah.
Denny Walling.
Yep.
Houston Astros.
Good yep. Call. All right, four for seven. I remember him against the Mets in that great series in 86, NLCS. Bruce Ruffin, back to you.
Okay. Again, a team comes right to my mind if this is not it.
I've never seen you shook like this. Yeah, you are a disaster today. No confidence.
Phillies?
There you go. You got it.
God.
I love watching this. I can see your wheels spinning. This is like when you're 1 for 21 in the box and you guess it and you lost before you even get in the box. 0-2.
This is my version of an exhibition like the Home Run Derby, and now I'm going to be in the regular season and I can't get back in my rhythm.
You'll find it. You're the champ. Champ's a little rusty. You did beat me. I give it up. My turn.
Alan Wiggins.
Alan Wiggins died of AIDS.
Did he?
He did. Talking about the Padres.
Yes.
Second baseman, of
course.
Never
heard of him before.
Alan Wiggins played second base for the Padres. I believe he batted second, or did Tony Gwynn bat first or second that year? I feel like Wiggins may have been the leadoff hitter and Tony was two. Yeah, he got hung up with drugs and he passed away from AIDS.
Wow.
He did.
Didn't I
absolutely
know that, but he nailed it. Second base for the Padres.
Yeah, all right, five for eight. All right. This is a tough one for me. I don't think I would get this right. Everybody's gonna know the name if you're old enough. Don Baylor. I would not get this right. I'll tell you right up. Straight up, I mean, right away.
Trying to picture the car.
Mm-hmm. Who won an MVP in 1979 with the Angels, I believe that was.
Don Baylor.
Played for the Yanks as well.
Yeah,
managed the Rockies. Good, great guy, good player. Good power.
I mean,
final out for Tom Seaver's 300th win.
I'll guess Red Sox.
A's. I don't remember. Look at this. Do you ever remember seeing him in an A's uniform?
Not once.
I
don't remember that card.
Me neither. All right, that's a tough one. I would have got that one.
Where was he before
prior
that?
To? Let's see. Dude, I can't even make out the writing.
Can you get us a magnifying glass?
That's what grandma used to do with the horse racing. She used to use the magnifying glass.
When Hurley updates the equipment in here, can you bring in a magnifying glass for BT and I? Because we can't see crap.
Sal, right. 3 for 9. I'm 5 for 8. Back to me.
Roberge. Roberge. Roberge.
I have no idea. Anytime there's somebody I really just don't know, I don't know that I've ever heard the name. Not that this always works, but I always feel like it's going to be an obscure pitcher because I think I knew most position players.
It is an obscure pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just throwing a dart here, man. You know, I'm going to go to the West Coast theory here. Why not? Pitcher. This is 80. I would say the A's.
White Sox. Look at this guy's face.
Let me see this, dude. I mean, can it get any longer?
It's a horrible picture.
It's such a... It looks like a big dude, though. Yeah. I mean, the hat barely fits. It's like Frankenstein, this guy.
Never heard of him before.
It's huge.
All right, what do you got?
Ugh. All right. 5 for 9 there. John Tudor. I know you know him well. What team was he on? Pitcher?
Yeah, Cardinals.
No.
He was over them by then?
He was gone.
Where?
Dodgers. John Tudor is good, as you well know. All right, 3 for 10, Sal. My turn.
God. Mickey Rivers.
We're doing 85 for me.
85.
Mick had to be with the Rangers at this point.
Texas
had
Rangers.
Let's go, Mick the Quick. Yeah. Shout out to Mick. Love Mick.
All right, what do you got?
It's funny that I never saw him play for the Yankees, but I associate him with somebody like I did see play for the Yankees. It's all very odd.
How many left?
10.
You have 3 left.
I've got 3. I've got 4 for you and 4 for me.
No, I got 3 here.
What?
3 left for you. I guess you went first?
You went first.
Oh, I got 3.
Either way, whatever.
Okay.
Who's up?
I got 3 cards left.
Who's up? I tell you, Mickey Tettleton. Mm. You don't know the name?
I do.
Okay.
I'm shook here. I know the name. I know he played for both the Padres and Orioles, so I'm between them. And I'm trying to think about 1989, Mickey Tettleton.
Mm-hmm. Had a very
catcher,
odd stance.
Catcher, lefty, yeah, I remember.
That bat would limply lay there, and then he'd hit bombs if he didn't strike out. He hit missiles, this guy.
This is going to piss me off.
I remember Mickey Tettleton well.
89 tops. 89 tops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my thought process. I believe the older cards of him in my mind were on the Padres. Being that this is 89,
okay,
I'm going to guess Orioles.
You're right with the Orioles, but I don't know that your thought process is right because you said the Padres, and maybe he was there for a minute. I remember Mickey Tettleton as an Oriole and as a Tiger, not as a Padre.
Huh.
Maybe, but either way, you got it right.
Okay,
you got
but he
it
was
right.
An Oriole.
Good job.
Okay.
Good job. I think he was a switch hitter, too. Mickey
yeah.
could hit.
Yeah, I remember more of the lefty.
Me
like
too,
said.
Me too. All right, so you are 4 for 11. All right, Sal, my turn.
Bob Nipper.
Pitcher?
Yeah.
Astros?
Yes.
All right, 7 for 11. BT is closing the gap. How about Dante Bichette? Boy, he's young in this photo, man.
Yeah, he was on the Rockies.
He's on the Angels.
Oh,
Rockies weren't born yet in
89.
Boy, you're a disaster
well,
today.
Well, in my mind, I'll be honest with you right there. I was trying to figure out where your count is coming from because I think it's off. Your 9 for 11 is what? Off. But anyway.
I'm not 9 for 11. I'm 7 for 11.
You're
say,
right. I was not
I said 7
it.
For 11. I'm
I
not knew. 9 for 11.
Oh, even 11. I think we have more cards. Anyway, just go ahead.
Idiots.
I knew that one with Bichette, too. I remember.
All right.
Actually, we've had that one during another session where I got it right, so I don't know what the hell it was.
Your turn, right?
For you mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Jose De Leon.
He was a pitcher.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He threw gas. I feel like he was a Pirate, but let me just double check the mind here. I could see him. Long, lanky, gas, not great control. 85, he's definitely a Pirate at this point.
And was he Cardinals after that?
I don't remember.
Okay. All right.
I know.
I got one more
for
you.
12. Okay, sir.
No, you go. I mean,
you're bringing me into your crazy mind today. Neil Heaton.
Expos.
Yes. Okay. That a boy, Sal. And one more for me.
Burn that pack.
Yeah.
Jeff Newman.
I don't know if I know this. The first two teams that popped into my head were the Twins and the A's. I'm going to say Twins.
Red Sox.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay. All right. 9 for 13. Solid. There you go. You want your last one?
Yeah.
How about Will Tejada? Not Ruben Tejada.
No idea.
Take a guess.
Cubs.
No, Expos. All right, 5 for 13.
That was a horrible pack.
Yeah, I mean, you had some tough ones, too. Yeah. But you were definitely out of whack
there. Yeah,
there
was something that I knew.
You had a couple 50-50s.
Well, the Keith Miller. I mean, come on. I didn't know there was 2 Keith Millers. That one, really, I was like 100%. I could see the card in my mind.
Yeah.
It's Keith Miller. Like, Phillies. What? He was a Met in 89.
Nice to get back on the old Win Express here.
Today, have some fun.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
A perfect game for David Cohn. The third time, works like a charm. It is the third perfect game in Yankee Stadium history. Don Larson in 56, David Wells in 98, David Cohn in 99. 27 up, 27 down. David Cohn has attained baseball immortality.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Now time for Game Time without Boomer Esiason with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, BT, here we go. A little game time. We'll go head-to-head today like we normally would in the Best of Seven World Series, but that will happen in February like it did a year ago.
Yep. By the way, I just love the music. It just gets me excited, cool. Right?
It's fun. Like, a game's coming.
A little competition. Now, yeah, let's go, man.
I want to take the fans a little bit behind the scenes here. So what we do is I'm going to read BT a 1985 Topps pack. He will read me a 1989. We could do that because it's an exhibition, so there are no really rules here. The same amount of cards. So for me, I had to eliminate two cards from my 85 pack to match your 14 from 89.
Yep.
So I read them to BT during the break. He was one for one. Rick Lysander, who I'd never heard of before.
Didn't know that one.
And then Charles Hudson.
Yep.
And you knew that one.
I did. Pitcher Phillies. Yes. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Of course. You would have been one for one, but those are out. I was just taking
those
everybody
are out.
Through.
Okay. So we both have 14 cards.
Yes. You want to go first?
Whatever you want. I'm 85. You're 89. Yeah. I got one for you. You ready?
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. So, Sal, let me just get
We could go one. You want to just rotate?
Yeah. You know what? Let's do that. I do like the rotation there. All right. Sal and BT. So, first up, Rod Nichols for Sal. Rod Nichols. I don't know that name. Looks like such a nerd, too.
San Francisco Giants.
No. Are you doing the old theory there? No. The Indians, the old Indians.
I should have known
that. You knew
that
him?
I don't know why. I feel like I should have known that, but the Giants and Orioles were coming to mind.
Oh, so. I don't remember him at all. All right, 0 for 1. Go ahead, Sal.
All right, Jeff Reardon.
At this point, Jeff.
1985 Tops.
He had to be with the Expos.
Yeah, he was.
No doubt. One.
I'm mad about that Nichols one. Let me see the card, the Nichols card.
I gotcha. Remember, there was a Jody Nichols, too, or something like that. I don't think you know this guy.
Nah, maybe not.
I never even heard of that dude. All right. Did he even play a lot? Let me see. Yeah, he was around a little bit. All right, Sal, layup time. John Kruk.
It's not a layup with Kruky. Because that's right, especially 89 Tops. Like, I know if this were pre that, I would be guessing 100% Padres. I am still going to go Padres in 89 with Kruk.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah.
You are
correct. When did he go to the Phillies? Do you remember?
It's got
to
be the next year.
Well, right, because he was clearly there in 93. He just showed up in 93. He was there for a while.
He was. Either 90 or 91. Right, but right, 90, that was a good thought process. Good job. I figured you'd get that. All right, 1 for 2 for Sal.
Buddy Biancalana
was a shortstop for the Royals at this
point. BT, feeling himself. I purposely went 85, figuring that's your wheelhouse, and 89, which should be my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay, have some fun.
I got you.
2 for 2 you are?
I am 2 for 2. Todd Froworth?
Cubs.
No, Phillies. Was he ever on the Cubs? Let me get the glasses.
Crap.
These glasses don't even really help with the small print. Jeez. I don't think
so. Let me look at the card. Yeah, all right.
All right, so Sal now 1 for 3. Okay, my turn.
Roy Smith.
I don't think he was a position player. I think he was a pitcher.
He was a pitcher.
Twins?
Indians.
Okay, all right. Yeah, 2 for 3. Sal's turn. How about a little Johnny Ray? I remember this guy.
Yeah.
Johnny Ray.
In 1985 Tops, it was 100%.
No, 89
No, I know. I'm telling you. In 1985 Tops, it was 100% Pirates. I feel like I remember that card very well where you had the yellow Pirates hat with the stripes on it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to just stick with the Pirates here.
Angels. Your thought process was right. I thought you were going to finish that and say back then Pirates, now Angels.
I don't
Angels.
Remember him with the Angels.
Really? He was a good little player. I remember watching him a lot against the Mets. You're right. In the mid-80s for sure. Johnny Ray. Not to be confused with Darryl Ray, formerly of the Jets, who had a 98-yard interception return against the Bengals in a wild card game in the early 80s. Anyway.
Don't recall. All right.
Sal's 1 for 4. I'm 2 for 3. My turn. Go ahead.
This should be a layup.
Go ahead.
Jody Davis.
The Cubbies.
Yep. Catcher for the Cubs.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So I'm 3 for 4. Sal, back to you. How about John Dobson?
Red Sox.
Son. No, Expos. Ooh, the champion's a little out of sorts here.
Maybe. Was he with the Red Sox before that?
He was with the Red Sox. Not yet. This was like the minor league shuttle.
I'm
like
off
all
today.
Sorts of minor league. Jacksonville and Palm Beach.
No, I felt good about that, too. Like, it's one thing if I don't know it and miss it.
I hear you.
I felt good about that.
You were pretty confident about it. Maybe this is the grimmest karma.
SOB's getting me back. Yeah, I'm way off today. I'm feeling like I know these things and I know.
You are off, dude. 1 for 5. All right, my turn, Sal.
Okay. Sid. M-O-N-G-E. Sid Mung? Mung?
I thought you were going to say Sid Bream. I'm like, that'll be easy. Right. Sid, what is his name?
M-O-N-G-E.
I would think that that's a soft G, like a J. Munge? I think I've heard that name before. And I think I've heard it in the American League against the Yankees, not the National League against the Mets.
100% American League.
Okay. Angels?
No, he was with the Angels, dude. Yeah. I cannot even see the back.
I hear you. What uniform is he wearing here?
He's a Tiger.
Mm. What position, by the way?
Pitcher.
No, I was thinking position player. All right. 3 for 5. Keith Miller.
Jeez. I mean.
Your boy.
If I don't know this one, he's a Met.
No, he's not. He's a Philly.
No way, dude.
I swear to God, dude.
Oh, I was thinking Millar. I'm way off today.
You okay, dude?
No, I'm not.
Wow. 1 for 6.
Kevin, would you... Keith Miller. Yeah. What? Who am I thinking of in 1989?
You thinking Millar, the old Red Sox?
No.
No, you're thinking Keith Miller, the old Met.
There might have been another Keith Miller that was a Met in 89. There had to be, because I can't be that off. Keith Miller, Mets. I think it's
the same guy, dude.
No, he was an infielder.
Yeah.
Hold on. Keith Miller, Mets, 1989, 100%. So there are two Keith Millers. I don't know. Have we had this happen before?
I don't think we've ever had this happen.
Let me see that card again. Yeah, it's a different player.
It is a different player. I didn't think Keith looked like that. I don't remember him looking like that.
I'm like, wait a second here. I know the card vividly in my mind.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
That's a little curveball there.
Yeah, what do we do now? It's a good thing it happened in an exhibition, not me.
that's right.
Keith Miller on the Phillies.
Wow. All right. 1 for 6.
Okay.
I am 3 for 5. My turn.
Bobby Ramos.
Pitcher. Angels?
Not a pitcher.
No.
Catcher, Expos.
Ugh.
Okay.
3 for 6.
You have 3.
This is a layup.
Okay.
Manager.
Okay.
Davey Johnson. If you get this wrong, go home and please never come back.
Let me just take a second here. Davey Johnson just back up in 1989 shop and leave. Which Davey Johnson is it? You clarified, he is a
manager. I've said all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's a Met.
There you go, buddy.
I mean, jeez. I'm telling you.
Start overthinking the easy ones here.
I could tell you the position. Well, maybe not.
But by the way, as hot as I started, I'm only a game better than you, so I'm 3 for 6. You're 2 for 7. All right, my turn, Sal.
Okay, let's see. Denny Walling.
Denny Walling is an, let me make sure, the year, 85, Astros.
Yes.
Yeah.
Denny Walling.
Yep.
Houston Astros.
Yep. All right, 4 for 7. I remember him against the Mets in that great series in 86, NLCS. Bruce Ruffin, back to you.
Okay. Again, a team comes right to my mind if this is not it.
I've never seen you shook like this. Yeah, you are a disaster today. No confidence.
Philly?
There you go. You got it.
God.
I love watching this. I can see your wheels spinning. This is like when you're 1 for 21 in the box and you're guessing and you lost before you even get in the box. 0-2.
This is my version of an exhibition like the Home Run Derby, and now I'm going to be in the regular season and I can't get back in my rhythm.
You'll find it. Yeah, you're the champ. Champ's a little rusty. You did beat me. I give it up. My turn.
Alan Wiggins.
Alan Wiggins died of AIDS.
Did he?
He did. Talking about the Padres.
Yes.
Second baseman, of
course.
Never
heard of him before.
Alan Wiggins played second base for the Padres. I believe he batted second, or did Tony Gwynn bat first or second that year? I feel like Wiggins may have been the leadoff hitter and Tony was two. Yeah, he got hung up with drugs and he passed away from AIDS.
Wow.
He
did not know that. Absolutely. He nailed it. Second base for the Padres.
Yeah, all right, 5 for 8. All right. This is a tough one for me. I don't think I would get this right. Everybody's going to know the name if you're old enough. Don Baylor. I would not get this right. I'll tell you right up. Straight up, I mean, right away.
Trying to picture the car.
Mm-hmm. Who won an MVP in 1979 with the Angels, I believe that was.
Don Baylor.
Played for the Yanks as well.
Yeah,
managed the Rockies. Good, great guy. Good player. Good power.
I mean,
Tom Seaver's 300th win.
I'll guess Red Sox.
A's. I don't remember. Look at this. Do you ever remember seeing him in an A's uniform?
Not once. I don't remember that card.
Me neither. All right, that's a tough one. I would have got that one.
Where was he before
prior
that?
To? Let's see. Dude, I can't even make out the writing.
Can you get us a magnifying glass?
That's what grandma used to do with the horse racing. She used to use the magnifying glass.
When Hurley updates the equipment in here, can you bring in a magnifying glass for BT and I? Because we can't see crap.
Sal, 3 for 9. I'm 5 for 8. Back to me.
Roberge? R-O-B-E-R-G-E.
Robert?
I have no idea. Anytime there's somebody I really just don't know, like I don't know that I've ever heard the name. Not that this always works, but I always feel like it's going to be an obscure pitcher because I think I knew most position players.
It is an obscure pitcher.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just throwing a dart here, man. You know, I'm going to go to the West Coast theory here. Why not? Pitcher. This is 80. I would say the A's.
Yeah, White Sox. Look at this guy's face.
Let me see this dude. I mean, can it get any longer?
It's a horrible picture.
It's such a... He looks like a big dude, though. Yeah. I mean, the hat barely fits. It's like Frankenstein, this guy.
Never heard of him before.
It's huge.
All right, what do you got?
Ugh. All right. 5 for 9 there. John Tudor. I know you know him well. What team was he on? Pitcher?
Yeah, Cardinals.
No.
He was over them by then?
He was gone.
Where?
Dodgers. John Tudor was good, as you well know. All right, 3 for 10, Sal. My turn.
God. Mickey Rivers.
We're doing 85 for me.
85.
Mick had to be with the Rangers at this point.
Texas Rangers.
Let's go, Mick the Quick. Yeah. Shout out to Mick. Love Mick.
All right, what do you got?
It's funny that I never saw him play for the Yankees, but I associate him with somebody like I did see play for the Yankees. It's very odd.
How many left?
10.
You have 3 left?
I've got 3. I've got 4 for you and 4 for me.
No, I got 3 here.
What?
3 left for you. I guess you went first?
You went first.
Oh, I got 3.
Either way, whatever.
Okay.
Who's up?
I got 3 cards left.
Who's up? I tell you, Mickey Tettleton. Mm. You don't know the name?
I do.
Okay.
I'm shook here. I know the name. I know he played for both the Padres and Orioles, so I'm between them. And I'm trying to think about 1989, Mickey Tettleton.
Mm-hmm. Had a very
catcher,
odd stance.
Catcher, lefty, yeah, I remember.
That bat would like limply lay there, and then he'd hit bombs if he didn't strike out. He hit missiles, this guy.
This is going to piss me off.
I remember Mickey Tettleton well.
89 tops. 89 tops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my thought process. I believe the older cards of him in my mind were on the Padres. Being that this is 89,
okay,
I'm going to guess Orioles.
You're right with the Orioles, but I don't know that your thought process is right because you said the Padres, and maybe he was there for a minute. I remember Mickey Tettleton as an Oriole and as a Tiger, not as a Padre.
Huh.
But either way, you got it right.
Okay.
You got it right. Good job. Okay. Good job. I think it was a switch hitter, too. Mickey did it.
Yeah, I remember more of the lefty.
Me too. Me too. All right, so you are 4 for 11. All right, Sal, my turn.
Bob Nipper.
Pitcher?
Yeah.
Astros?
Yes.
All right, 7 for 11. BT is closing the gap. How about Dante Bichette? Boy, he's young in this photo, man.
Yeah, he was on the Rockies.
He's on the Angels.
Oh,
Rockies weren't born yet in 89. Boy, you're a disaster
today.
Well,
in my mind, I'll be honest with you right there. I was trying to figure out where your count is coming from because I think it's off. Your 9 for 11 is what? Off. But anyway.
I'm not 9 for 11. I'm 7 for 11.
You're right. I was not
thinking.
I said
7 for 11. I'm not 9 for 11.
Oh, even 11. I think we have more cards. Anyway, just go ahead.
Idiot.
I knew that one with Bichette, too. I remember.
All right.
Actually, we've had that one during another session where I got it right, so I don't know what the hell it was.
Your turn, right?
For you mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Jose De Leon.
He was a pitcher.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He threw gas. I feel like he was a Pirate, but let me just double check the mind here. I could see him. Long, lanky, gas, not great control. 85, he's definitely a Pirate at this point.
And was he Cardinals after that?
I don't remember.
Okay. All right.
I know.
I got one more for you.
12. Okay, sir.
No, you go. I mean,
you're bringing me into your crazy mind today. Neil Heaton.
Expos.
Yes. Okay. That a boy, Sal. And one more for me.
Burn that pack.
Yeah.
Jeff Newman.
I don't know if I know this. The first two teams that popped into my head were the Twins and the A's. I'm going to say Twins.
Red Sox.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay. All right. 9 for 13. Solid. There you go. You want your last one?
Yeah.
How about Will Tejada? Not Ruben Tejada.
No idea.
Take a guess.
Cubs.
No, Expos. All right, 5 for 13.
That was a horrible pack.
Yeah, I mean, you had some tough ones, too. But you were definitely out of whack there.
Yeah, there was something I knew.
Yeah, a couple 50-50s.
Well, the Keith Miller. I mean, come on. I didn't know there was 2 Keith Millers. That one, really, I was like 100%. I could see the card in my mind.
Yeah.
It's Keith Miller. You're like, Phillies. What? He was a Met in 89.
Nice to get back on the old Win Express here.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.